We should call him Little Red, perhaps. He's the Nain Rouge, the Red Dwarf. What is that? It is both a folk legend and something that has been around Detroit for almost 300 some odd years, I think.
Yeah.
We have with us in studio Joe Bastian, who is as a writer and
Crypto folk.
And what is that, Joe?
Well, Carl and I came up with that term. Carl Winans and I are co-owners of Folk Trailer Publishing. And crypto folk means hidden stories.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of our goals is to take these regional urban myths that often only stay in the region and to share them with the world.
And this story, just to give a quick thumbnail, Carl. Maybe you can give a quick thumbnail about what the... Now, you illustrated, am I right? Or did you...
Nope, I'm kind of a Joe's creative partner. So Joe's doing a lot of the writing. I come in and help produce everything from our campaigns to our websites to try to help publicize what we're doing.
I wanted to make sure I got the partnership right. And Joe, as the writer, you first found out about this. This is a legend that's been around Detroit for a long time.
Yeah, it's been over 300 years. It came in when Cadillac founded Detroit in 1701.
Wow. And it's been around that long. That's where it started, allegedly, right?
Yes.
So this little red fellow did what back then?
Well, as Cadillac was founding Detroit, the Nain Rouge was actually a good spirit. He kept harmony and balance in the region. And when Cadillac came in, he appeared to Cadillac at the fort and said, "I'm here to help you grow and cultivate the land." And Cadillac said, "We don't need you," and kicked him out of the fort. Mm. And so the Nain Rouge laid a curse on him and said, "Take what you steal and steal what you keep. The shepherd must pay for his sins with his sheep." And then fast forward to now, in the story that I created, there are these two teenagers, and they find out that they're the ransom to this curse because they're related to one of Cadillac's men.
But that's a story that you build onto historical, in the sense that it's a legend that's been around the area for that long.
Yeah, and the core of the folklore, there wasn't a lot written about it.
Right.
But the Nain Rouge, and there, this is a battle today because some perceive the Nain Rouge as a harbinger of doom, of negativity, and other people say he's a protector of the city who warns you prior to bad events.
Okay.
So that's why there are supporters tomorrow during the parade and detractors,
yes,
right?
I see. Correct.
You know the shame.
Of course. Yes, I am a supporter.
You are a supporter.
I don't want to kick him out, like most, a lot of people do.
And Cadillac shouldn't have.
No. Cadillac's done some bad things, right?
Yeah, and that's why they're not the number one cars.
No,
rim shot.
But this is now developed into kind of a fun folk thing on the first day of spring, and it takes place not too far from here. We're at the Fisher Building in the New Center area, and then it begins at the Traffic Jam, right?
Yes.
A popular
restaurant. Yep.
Down in the Wayne State University campus area.
Yeah, right there.
What is it all about? It's going to happen tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it happens tomorrow. So the Nain Rouge may or may not appear, but if he appears...
And he always does.
If he appears, you dress in costume so he can't recognize you. And the theme is to broom him out of the city, which is symbolically brooming out all the negativity in winter and ushering in hope and renewal in spring.
And so you keep kicking him down the road until you get all the way to the Masonic Temple?
Yes. And then there's an after party there. So he gets one last fling at the Masonic Temple, and then he's banished, and then there's an after party and a whole bunch of other fun things happening.
And then for the people that want to support him, you can show up at the Great Lakes Coffee House. They're going to do a little pre-rally there and get ready for the support there as well. So you can bring your signs and dress in red. And
the supporters are ones who see him as a harbinger of good.
Yes, he's a protector.
He's always been there.
He's a protector of Detroit.
Matter of fact, was it part of the Indian legend that he was there to protect the area?
It's a combination. You know, if you go back and look, it's a combination of the French and the Native Americans that were here.
Yes.
And what's interesting about folklore and urban myth is it's always being reinterpreted. Mm-hmm. So this was a myth that had been lost, really, for centuries.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I started writing the first book back in 2008, 2009, Francis Grinnell, who heads up the parade, he was actually bringing that back. And the parade and the march, they used to do it at St. Anne's Church as a spring festival 150 years ago. So he found this in the old archives. And so, you know, it was a kind of kismet that we came together.
So it's been lost for about 140 years and then rejuvenated again.
Yeah.
Now, we're also talking, well, this is this festival to take place, a lot of fun around, you know, spring finally coming and some of the symbolic action. But there's also, you guys, Carl, have now taken this a step further to do something in terms of a film.
Yes. So we are getting ready to produce a short film based on a prequel, a screenplay that we have written that's basically a prequel for the graphic novel that we kickstarted a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really excited to launch that on Indiegogo. It's launched now, so we're kind of launching that to coincide with the march.
And we'll post, by the way, a link to that on our show notes after the program is done, and we'll publish that along with our podcast on Sunday. So it's there's an Indiegogo campaign going on right now. What is your goal? To raise how much?
We're trying to raise $50,000 towards the production of the short film, and we're working with Amy Weber, who's a local director here in the Detroit area. Who's got a couple films under her belt and I believe some Emmys. So we're excited to have her on board with the project and consult with us up front. And she helped put together a really exciting teaser trailer. So,
oh, yes, it is. Teaser alone. I want to see the rest of this after that teaser.
Yeah.
That is a great one, didn't you?
You know, this is really fascinating. I'm looking at pictures from previous parades, and it feels very Mardi Gras-like.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's meant to be.
Okay.
And you can see how it's really becoming the people's march or the people's parade.
Very much so, yeah.
Now you've got the supporters coming out and the detractors, and it's this whole good versus evil, and it really ties in with the legend and the story that, you know, Joe's been trying to tell, and you can't have one without the other.
Shane, where was the supporters? Where was that starting?
Oh, the supporters are going to show up at Great Lakes Coffee House in Woodward. And they're gonna get there early. I think, what was it, 11:30?
Okay.
Oh no, yeah, 11:30.
And when does the parade kick off, Joe?
1:00.
At 1:00, and that'll be at TJ's, right? The traffic jam.
Yeah, traffic jam and Snug, right there.
And then it'll go down. What, the Cass?
It goes all the way. I think because of the construction, it might go.
That's right.
It might go down Second. I'm not sure what the route.
It's actually going down Second Avenue.
Okay.
And they're hooking right on Temple, and then they're going around Cass Park. Then ending right at Masonic.
Yeah,
right.
There's enough congestion down there with the construction that's going on. So you've got a website up now to gather funds for putting this together. How long will the feature be when it's done, Carl?
Well, we're doing a 60-day campaign, and then production would start. And so we're hoping to launch right around Halloween. We'd like to have the premiere the film right at Halloween. We think the timing would be perfect.
You at one point had somebody who was part of Game of Thrones who was interested in, or was it Game of Thrones who was interested in he was a little person?
Martin Kleba. He helped us with the graphic novel.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm remembering.
Peter Dinklage is Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Martin was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Now I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Is he still getting involved in it?
We can't say.
I got you.
So we'll keep it all on the down low for now.
How long will the feature be when you get it done?
Well, this is a short film, so it'll be 20 minutes to half an hour.
Okay.
And, you know, really the goal with this is why we're doing the crowdfunding in the first place is we see this going into a feature and getting Hollywood involved. Oh. So this is really our last opportunity to really bring the community in and let people participate. With the film, we have a lot of control over this, but we know that as it moves into feature and moves to Hollywood, we'll lose a lot of that control.
Oh, yeah. Has the scripting been written already?
Yeah, the script's already written.
Scripts. You've been involved in that, right?
Yeah, I did not write it, but I was one of the creative directors.
Well, folks, this is called The Nain Rouge, the Red Dwarf, and a fun kind of a march. I mean, fun thing to do with the family, to bring them down around to enjoy things at TJ's, the traffic jam that's coming up tomorrow on the first day of spring. Thanks, Joe, for being with us. Joe Bastian and Carl Wynans, thanks so much.